Cold air from a trough of low pressure in the central parts of North America will be pushing deeply into the U.S. Midwest next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Well, we saw our first snow of the season yesterday across parts of Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and we're going to see opportunities for additional precipitation coming and going as we see yet another round of cooler air moving into the region. The deep trough of low pressure responsible for all of the coolness is going to hang out through the weekend, and as it does, we will likely see a dig to the south. In other words, the colder air that we've been dealing with will be working its way deeper into the Midwest as we go out in time. Eventually, hard freezes will be occurring in the heart of the U.S. Midwest. There might even be some frost and light freezes during the early part of next week as far south as the northern parts of the U.S. Delta. In the meantime, back here at home, we'll get a chance to start warming up as that cold air abates from the region and starts to haunt the Midwest. We will expect, though, the next couple of days to continue to be rather cool across the region. Afternoon temperatures today will be in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, a short-term bout of warming is likely. We'll actually see a few lower 60s occurring in parts of South Dakota and maybe the extreme southwest corner of Minnesota, but upper 40s and 50-degree readings will be common elsewhere. Then we'll get another round of cooling to take place, and Sunday and Monday, temperatures are likely to be in the 40s and 50s, with some 30-degree readings near the Canada border, especially in northern Minnesota. The nighttime temperatures for us will likely run mostly in the 20s and 30s as we go forward through these next several days. We will see a warming trend, though, as we go into next week, and that's when the temperatures in the afternoons are likely to go from 50s and 60s on Wednesday of next week, all the way up into a few temperatures, maybe getting close to 70 degrees out in the western parts of the Dakotas. Yesterday's precipitation was mostly confined to the northeasternmost parts of our region, and that'll still be the case as we go forward through the next 24 to 48 hours. A little disturbance will likely see to it that more spotty areas of rain and snow continue today across the northern part of Minnesota and northeastern portions of North Dakota. A few other spits and spats are possible elsewhere, but they won't have a great deal of impact. And then we'll take a short-term break in that precipitation in the northeast tonight, and then one more round of precipitation will be possible in northern Minnesota as we go from Saturday afternoon or Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's when the surface high pressure center will finally begin to push into the region, and we'll see a more definitive drying trend. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.